I gotta tell you, I was shocked when she said, go away. I can still hear her voice. You'll notice she said, go away, and not go away. Let's check it out.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 710, The Tiny W. American English pronunciation is interesting. A lot of English learners tell me that Americans talk too quickly. But I would say it's more the style of speaking than the speed. One interesting feature of spoken American English is the fact that we do not like to stop after each word in a sentence. Quite often, the end of one word links with the beginning of the next word. For this English lesson, we're going to look at one particular sound that happens when one word ends with a vowel sound and the next word begins with a vowel sound. And to zoom in a bit deeper, let's look at the word go when it's followed by a word that starts with a vowel sound. Let's start with the phrase go away. The O sound of go is followed by the sound of away, go away. But when you pronounce those two words without stopping the flow of air coming out of your mouth, a tiny W appears between go away, go away, go away. Hear the difference? Go away versus go away.
Go away, go away. Go away, go away, go away.
Let's practice 10 short sentences that feature go followed by another word that begins with a vowel. The first one is, please go away from here. Go away. Please go away from here. Please go away from here. Please go away from here. Go around. Just go around the block. Go around. Just go around the block. Just go around the block. Just go around the block. Go anywhere. I didn't go anywhere this weekend. Go anywhere. I didn't go anywhere this weekend. I didn't go anywhere this weekend. I didn't go anywhere this weekend. Go everywhere. The kids have to go everywhere their mom goes. Go everywhere. The kids have to go everywhere their mom goes. The kids have to go everywhere their mom goes. The kids have to go everywhere their mom goes. Go in. Let's go into the store. Go in. Go in. Let's go into the store. Go in. Let's go into the store. Let's go into the store. Let's go into the store. Go into. Those hats go into the cabinet near the door. Go into. Those hats go into the cabinet near the door. Those hats go into the cabinet near the door. Those hats go into the cabinet near the door. Go on. You need to be over 120 centimeters tall to go on this roller coaster. You need to be over 120 centimeters tall to go on this roller coaster. You need to be over 120 centimeters tall to go on this roller coaster. Go on this roller coaster. You need to be over 120 centimeters tall to go on this roller coaster. Go over. Let's go over the schedule one more time. Go over. Let's go over the schedule one more time. Let's go over the schedule one more time. Let's go over the schedule one more time. Go up. If you go up to the top floor, there's a nice view of the city. Go up. Go up. If you go up to the top floor, there's a nice view of the city. If you go up to the top floor, there's a nice view of the city. If you go up to the top floor, there's a nice view of the city. Go under. It's raining. Let's go under the umbrella. Go under. Go under. It's raining. Let's go under the umbrella. Let's go under the umbrella. Let's go under the umbrella. Keep in mind, pronunciation is half listening and half doing. So, be sure to listen to this lesson a few times to get these sounds of English in your ears. Well, I think it's time for me to go away. By the way, can you imagine getting the chance to practice this kind of English with me directly? You can. You can get more practice using your English when you join my podcast learners study group. There, you can make new friends, join us for live group lessons each week where we practice these podcast lessons together. Plus, you get access to the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And on top of that, each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 710. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.